Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi. First of all, everything I say is legal. I say that because perhaps I say something that's profound or serious in my previous podcast. And I apologize. I'm a podcast pioneer. I never say anything that's way out or below the belt. If you want to know about that, you look at Donald John Trump. He does things below the belt all the time. They racist or do things. I mean, practically the guy, you know, so popular with the Republicans, and he's a criminal, and he's got a mental problem. That's just a plain fact. Cause an interaction, and the other situation is voter fraud. Well, that is why I simply don't understand this country. Party electing someone with a mental problem. That's my topic or my opinion for the topics of today. I hope I don't sound controversial. That's my political point of view, and it's just basic common sense. You really look at it. Topics of today means what's going on today. I really feel so sorry for Ukraine, and I like the president, Zelensky. He's such a strong leader. I'm glad he was named Man of the Year with Time. Putin is such an awful person. I just don't know why Putin's still president. He's a murderer and a murderous person. Simply, that is a fact, from my opinion. Well, anyway, you know, topics of today, well, what I say is it's my own opinion. So I apologize if I hurt anyone's feelings, but that is just my opinion. I'm sorry. And that is the way it's supposed to be. But anyway, what else is going on? Well, Mariah Carey, I Want My Christmas to You, is Billboard again for a 12th week. Some people just have luck, good karma, and she has it. I wish I could do that. You know, that's my aspiration. My number one aspiration is to make it in the music industry. And to see that is truly a dream come true. Many, many millions over. I hope I can at least get a hit, because I never got that right. Never been recognized. That's why I do all these podcasts, because I have to express myself. Because when I was young, I was told I was deprived and not able to express myself. I was told not to. And my freedom as a child was limited, and ability to express was so extreme that when I was an adult, I was able to be free to express myself, what I really feel. And I wanted to tell you, if you really feel something, you want to talk about it, you should talk about it. Start your own podcast. Because communicating your true feelings, it's essential to being healthy. As long as you ain't bothering nobody else, ain't something illegal, you know. One thing I know I do is I get really angry. I got real angry today in my bedroom because I experienced something that simply did not make sense with undesirables outside Igbo, but it was in my bedroom. I didn't talk to anybody directly. I have a right to get angry. I also realize that expressing my anger is very healthy. Just don't do anything illegal. I'm not going to break a window or do something that's illegal. It's about screaming out whatever I feel. I ain't going to scream at somebody else. Anger is a natural force within human beings. Unfortunately, it's built up over periods of time. It has to be released. So I release it through exercise. It has to be released through communication. So I remember when I was younger, I used to go to an anger management where they were beating a pillow. You had to get the anger out, scream out. The way I got my anger out from the years of deprivation and tribulations, because as a young child, I suffered way too much, more than any child should have. But screaming out a song through hard rock was the way to do it, because no one paid attention to me, you know. People simply ignored me. And they still do, you know. All the creative genius I have, potential, and they look at me like I'm some dunce or some alien. Listen, I didn't come on this planet to be treated like a piece of garbage by people who are too shallow to understand the shoes that they're walking into. But that's exactly what has happened. I mean, and then I realized I realized that I had my own original style. So trying to march to the beat of my own drum and trying to fit into people who are too normal or too shallow to understand basic reality is not going to happen. But I have to be honest, I have to be healthy. Yes, all that stuff and being evicted, people want to victimize me is not good. I just don't understand it. Envy, whatever is going on with them, it's because of what's going on with them, not me. So I'm keep reminded to go for those dreams, and I'm telling you, go for your dream. If someone tries to attack you verbally or hopefully not physically, something wrong with them. If it's unwarranted, or they criticize you, whether you're whatever, if you're healthy, if you're very healthy, or you have illnesses, nothing wrong with it. If you're working or not working, whatever you're doing at the stage of your life that you feel comfortable at, or you're working on to try to better yourself, like me, to do the best you can. If someone criticizes you for no reason or whatever it is, it's because they're ignorant. They're ignorant, something wrong with them. Yeah, you know, I get called a loser. Well, if you call me a loser, then you tell the music industry to give me that job, or you tell the college to give me a job because they rejected me too many times. But I'm not a loser. I got all those degrees and all that stuff, all that music I've written. I'm a professional songwriter. I own my own business. You better believe I'm not no loser. I'm just going through ups and downs, unfortunately. I had too many of them. But it have made me stronger to understand the truths of what I need to do. So that's my topic for me today. What's going on in the world of what else is going on? You know, again, Donald John Trump, in my opinion, is too psychotic to be a president. Plain and simple. He is a criminal, and they still gonna vote for him because he's so charismatic. I think the world is too twisted for me to understand. They just put people on pedestals who are criminal and who are too insane to understand reality. And all because he has a lot of money, come from a rich family, and seemingly has some unusual style that everybody can connect to. Then when it comes to me, Dove Knight doing his own thing, I'm like, People are scared of me. They call me crazy, mental, all that stuff. Love to tear me down, pick at me, look at me as I'm punching bag. Because they think, because perhaps they think I'm too odd or unique. Isn't that a contradiction? It really is. And I feel that's not fair. People are really good, they goody two shoes, they're doing the right thing, or trying to do what's best, get torn down while someone who's so popular is really nothing but a dangerous person. Look, if I was president, I would never do an insurrection or lie to the people that I voted for. But I'm not a psychopath. You just look at Donald Trump and you understand that in more ways than one. I'm sorry. To those who like Donald Trump, I guess the right, if they hear this, I apologize. You criticize the left, okay? I'm left, okay? So let me be. Again, I'm glad that the new year to start off with. The holidays wasn't so bad. I was alone. You know, I would love to do things, you know, do lots of things. But I hope you had a good holiday cheer and happy New Year's. Hopefully it'll be a good year for both of us. Me, I'm worrying about what's going to happen. I hope it will be something on the horizon. I'm about to find out whether I'm going to stay in something that's part of another dream that I went for, or I have to start something new. But then I realized that it's part of this process. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I'm meant to be doing something else. Even though the emotions side of it is, oh, I'm disappointed or sad or whatever, I had to deal with it wherever it's coming. I did the best I could. And that's all I can do. I did the best I could. I realized I had to love myself and love myself truly. I'm not on this planet to appease other people, to do things that make them like me. I have to worry about what people think of me. I can't. I'm not like that no more. I have to just do what I feel. Yeah, people don't hear my great voice. They just hear my piano or whatever. Or they hear a song or whatever is their opinion. La, 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 la. Ha, 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 goodbye. I don't care. You know, I have a great voice. You know, I have a talent, you know. That's what I came out here for. At the same time, liking myself is so important and having a higher power. But also at the same time, another reason to like myself is that when I like myself, I can respect other people. So I have to respect other people, too. While I'm going for my dream, I cannot take someone else's dream away. That would be evil. I ain't that type of person, but I have dealt with people like that. And I wonder, what's in my psyche, my karma, to deal with people who are like that? I say, well, it's probably a test for me to continue to do what I need to do. You know, trying to be good means you have to have tests, you know, to look at myself. And it's not easy. Emotions or whatever I feel as a human being comes in play, and it's not easy. So that's my topic for today. Topic out there going on. Well, I'm glad they put out some Respect for Marriage Act and Interracial Act that, you know, they signed it into law. It shouldn't be an issue, first of all. It doesn't matter who you marry or who you be with. It's just plain and simple. On a spiritual level, it's just plain and simple. We shouldn't even have a law like that, but we had to. There are ignorant people out in this country, in this planet, who want to discriminate. We should not. If you fall in love with someone of a different race or gender, or if you're gay or straight, it shouldn't matter. There's always going to be gay and straight people on this planet. We have to accept reality with that. Gay people, straight people should be allowed to marry. If you love somebody of a different race, that's natural. The reason I bring that up always is because I get called the N-word, racism, hate speech, or I hear some ignorant, racist person saying
Stay with your own kind. You should like your own color. Stay with your own kind. Why are you hanging around this, you know, white or black or whatever? It's so ignorant. You hang around with whoever you want to. Life is too short. Love does not see color. So if you hang around with just somebody, people of this different race, only them, or religion, or country, wherever you come from, go for it. If you feel comfortable with that, everybody's different. There's nothing wrong with it. We're all the same. Now, it has been shown scientifically that human beings, black, white, and brown, are 99.9% the same. We're all pretty much the same. 100% the same. I would say that 1% is personality. When I say personality, it's like, well, it's just when 99% the same, it means that our human bodies are pretty much the same. We live, die among the same, you know. It's the personality. The personality is people, you know, we have different likes. We have different occupations, or we like different people. We prefer different careers, who we hang out with. The other side of the personality means is sometimes the world situation, while we're 100, well, we're pretty much the same, the difficulties and inequalities in the world come into play. It's not human beings itself, it's the world. The world's imperfect. So the prejudices, the ignorances come into play. So you see all this stuff going on. But it doesn't matter. We're still pretty much the same, even though it took us thousands of years to get to that place. And that's my topic for philosophy for today. Am I going to talk about other topics going on in the news or whatever? Yeah, I can do that. You know, I like show. $1 Million thing is so interesting about real estate. But they have a lot of reality shows all over. And I like Netflix. It's really great to watch different stuff. While I create myself, you know, I do videos, I did my album covers, and I do stuff. It's really great to see. Now, Harry and Meghan, this is why I want to talk about this. I'm really sad. I really feel sorry for Prince Harry. Opinion of him is probably experienced so much trauma. He did not, you know, his mom's death must have been really traumatic for him. And I still think that therapy could really help him. It's also not fair for what happened or what has gone on with the royal family. They're just like any other family. And for everything that he said is true in that book, that is really sad. But I wish them both the best. You know, it's hard to be a celebrity, you know, being royal, gosh. I think what happened to Meghan was so wrong, and how she was treated by the press, but, you know, it really is so sad, but I give them the benefit of the doubt. I hope Harry and Meghan, you know, find peace. I hope they, you know, the royal family find peace. Family dynamics, family problems, dysfunction happens. I've seen it in my own family, you know, how much dysfunction can happen, but over time, you know, we find a way to stick together. But one thing I want to let you know, family can also be a friend. It could be somebody else. I mean, family could be anybody. I'm glad my biological family is okay. My mother and sisters, everything is great. But in general, I think family could be anybody. Topics, what's going on in the news. Well, I don't want to talk about the House situation with McCartney. You know, if it took them this long to get a speaker, oh boy, no comment. But it's really, you know, it's really sad about some of the stuff that's going on.
again, what's going on in the Ukraine war is so wrong. Somebody, you know, what Putin has done is wrong. Entertainment, okay, Kanye West has disappeared. Boy, I would disappear too if I was said what he said about Hitler. As I can say, I hope he gets some help. Somebody who went from $2 billion down to, lost $2 billion, really needs some help. It's not for me to criticize because I have so many struggles. You know, that's why I believe in trying to express myself and I communicate because I'm not here to judge because I have so many limitations. I didn't do things that other children didn't do. I didn't go to a prom or rode a bicycle, all that natural stuff at that age. I just simply didn't. My life was too limited and tragic to do. I was just trying to survive through those ages. You can say, in a sense, I didn't really have a childhood. It was too much violence and too many limitations and too much trauma. I would say the first time I felt free as a person to do what I want was when I was 19. So if I really think about my life, first time I felt free to do what I want, but I lost all those years. And I didn't even have any socialization. So I was alone and rejected and tossed out like a leaf on a tree. So that's why one reason why I was attracted to rock and roll is that rock and roll music attracts the misfits, the ones who are really troubled. I was one of them. And it was felt good to scream a rock and roll song because I felt it was too much pain. But if I get to my dream country, I ain't gonna go on stage and say something about something that's just so perilous or untrue, you know. I don't know what's his name? Kanye West. I don't know what stuff was he's on. Because Hitler was a horrible person. The Holocaust was about race. The Holocaust was about evil. Hitler killed Jews. He killed homosexuals. He killed black people. He killed everybody who was not Aryan, which was a delusion in itself. He killed millions of people. So there is nothing good about Hitler. He killed a lot of people. Even killed Germans and regular Aryans who looked Aryan, had the Aryan white and the race, who were disabled, which was also horrific. You had to be perfect in Hitler's world, delusional world. That's why we can't let mad people into power. Oops! I guess we did. Donald John Trump, oh my God. Anyway, I'm sorry. We let another mad person become the president. We'll have another insurrection. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. To those on the right, I am so sorry. This is my opinion. We can be free to disagree, but we gotta respect other people. It's just basic common sense. Well, anyway, Taylor Swift is coming out with her new tour. She, again, another good karma, and she's a good person. You know, That's the dream, you know, the dream to go for and make your dream come true. Yeah, I'm trying to make my dream to come true in music. It's just that I'm making a pop the business and struggling honors. Listen, I came to L.A. That's what I really want to do with my life. I really do. But I didn't come out here to make money from the gutter. And I'm still in the gutter. A pauper living in the gutter, at least in my own mind. But I was in the gutter. I lived in the gutters of Hollywood, and it was not good. Well, anyway, that's entertainment. Let me see what else is going on. You know, I respect a lot of people, artists. It's so hard to be an artist. The topic is that, yes, it is true about the artist's life. You know, it's so difficult. I live in it, you know. I'm poor, you know. Trying to do this. No one gave me a job. You know, gave me a chance when I'm a singer or songwriter. They said either I was not good enough singer or not good enough actor, not good enough songwriter. I can't listen to that. It's just opinion. Just believe in myself. I would never say that to another artist or someone going for a dream. I always tell them, because I'm a good person, I hope your dream come true. I met people who were doing things that I wish I'm like getting a role or somebody getting a record deal. I say, oh, you're going to be in the Billboard number one. May your dream come true. I always say that because I'm a good person. I have to be good because if I feel good about myself, I can be respect and other people. People who don't feel good about themselves don't are not nice to other people. It's just a fact. You have to realize that a lot of things, when you see people say things and do things, it comes from within, how they feel about themselves. It really is a lot of stuff. You know, I'm really trying to do well. You know, I'm trying to do well. I really am. But anyway, 2023, I hope it's a better year for all of us, you know. We're going, it's going to get better. We got to, you know, I see a lot of changes for the better, you know. I guess I'm glad COVID is over. My concern is why they haven't found the cure for AIDS. I do believe there's going to be a cure for AIDS eventually. They will. I mean, it took them so long. I mean, there shouldn't be no stigma to it, you know. I hope they find a cure for cancer. I don't know if they will, but they should. I hope they look for a cure. Cancer is bad, you know. But as they say, time will bring about that. In one day, hopefully. Because the thing is, everything's going to change. It always will. And that is it for me for topics today. What else is going on? Oh, the blizzard. Oh, God. I used to be living in Buffalo. Buffalo. Mm-hmm. All I can say is when it comes to Buffalo, you know, it's really sad to see 30-something people die in a snowstorm. And I had to call my relatives. You know, it's really tragic. You know, any part north, you know, it's really sad. You know, the snow, you know. So they're okay. Buffalo had a bad year. Boy, 10 people got killed in a supermarket. Again, the mass shootings. We got to do something about either white supremacy, white supremacists, and we got to do something about people who have mental illness, who harass people, because it goes hand in hand. You see all these mass shootings all over the place. They had 300 mass shootings, I think, last year or the year before. They had all these people with mental health issues and shooting up that gay club that was so wrong. So that is wrong. In Colorado, So, you know, we really have to address mental illness. Yeah, it really has to. And we have to address suicide because there's a lot, not, you know, people have, you know, have killed themselves, and it's really sad. We have to address that, the, you know, people, you know, the realization I know is that there are people who look very happy. They got a smile on their face, a big, bright smile on their face, and they are very sad on the inside. So we can't go by appearances. And people who killed themselves will seem so happy. Let me tell you, I've been there where I didn't feel good about myself, and I've been at that age. I didn't die, thank God. But how can I feel good about myself? All the suffering and hardships? See, my, you know, all the stuff. Believe me, I went through a lot. I could have, you know, I'm happy to live right now. So, and it's really great that I'm still alive to really see that it's a blessing to live. Life is, because life is, you only get one chance. It's too short. So because we don't know how long we live, we have to just do the best we can to be positive, go for dreams, do whatever, little or less. Yeah, life is unfair. You know, these people got billions. Some people got billions and billions and billions of dollars. And other people are just living on the street. And that's not fair. But, you know, we have to, you know, people have to be given their opportunities or to change their life or to make changes. You know, because the truth is not everybody's going to be a sports star or a rock star or something like that. Becoming a millionaire is not all that's going to happen for people. So that's why it's important to let people go to school to be a doctor, a lawyer, a business person, to give them at least a chance to go for those dreams, to let a little dream come true. I say that because I spent all those years trying to make it in music and no one gave a damn about my song. They thought I was a terrible songwriter, but that was just an opinion. And after so many years, I had to say, I was forced to, like, consider college. Like, no, I didn't want to go to college. The reason why I didn't want to go to college was because when I was, like, 18, I think, in upstate New York, I wanted to study music and I was in this music bug, you know. I was just wanted to sing and play and do all kinds. I was trying bands and they didn't want me to study music in college. I thought that was wrong, you know. That's what college is for, study music, study, you know, give a chance. They said it was too impractical. There have been lots of people who went to college and studied music and became music professors and start their own business. I mean, it's not just for, you know, just for the music industry or something. I know that's hard to get to, but you can do a lot of practical things in being in music. That's what I told the powers of being, and they said I cannot go to college anymore, so I didn't want to go to college anymore. And that was one big reason. It was like, but it was the last straw because I had too many hardships up there, and I was like, I had to leave and go for my dream in Hollywood and continue my music. So I think if someone wants to go to school to be a musician or whatever, they should be allowed to. Where is you gonna get the opportunity to be somebody? Because not every, you know, everybody's gonna get the chance to be a Roger Federer. Not everybody's gonna get the chance to be a Barack Obama. And not everybody's gonna get the chance to be a Hillary Clinton. Not everybody's gonna get the chance to be Taylor Swift. I mean, those people are lucky or got the right people to get to the next level. And I am one of those people who don't have those connections or the luck or the family background. So when I look at, like, politicians, I'm like, God, they have good families or people to help them get to their next level. Or musicians, they met the person at the right place at the right time, whether they were in Hollywood, Tennessee, or New York City. I didn't get that big break. It's a thorn at my side. But I have to continue to do what I need to do. Life is too short. So continue to go for dreams and make the best out of what I have. But never give up on my dream. I should be allowed to expand my horizons. When I see all these rock stars, you know, like the guy from, what's it, Offspring? Oh, he made millions and got his PhD. Or if I see Shaquille O'Neal, oh, he's a basketball player. Oh, yeah, millions. And he became a doctor, too. I'm like, and then he's going for his law degree. I'm like, their dreams are happening all in more ways than one. People should be allowed to have dreams, too, who don't get those chances. This is what America's for. It's not for to try. But the problem with me is I'm trying and they don't give me a chance. And look at how I look. Too odd, too weird. Look, I'm an artist. I did try many times. They didn't let me in the door. Practical reality. Jobs are hard. Send a resume, get rejected hundreds and hundreds of times. It's not fair. That's the topic for today. But I'm not giving up. But I do know life is too short. So I'm going to do what I need to do. Live life on my own terms. I'm just positive. And, everybody's different. People do have luck. Everybody should have their luck. I didn't get it, but I should have. So do other people. Don't take somebody's dream away. That's all. That's why I talk about it. Because people want to take my dream, little dreams away. Not fair. They sit around or what they don't have or what they grew up on, don't push it on someone else. Say, oh, I'm living on this, or, oh, he's sitting there. And it's none of their damn business, and something is wrong with them mentally. If you don't have it, whatever, go out there and get it, and don't judge me for what you don't have, because that person is the one who got the problem, not me. I know I act like this and that, whatever. Life is too short. So I'm going to continue to have fun, laugh, and go on Instagram. I'm going to watch Million Dollar Listing Netflix. I like all those movies. They got some good movies here. And I leave it there. Because change is an everyday process. It's going to always change. And that's always going to be the case. As long as this world the way it is, it's going to change. We need to respect that. We can't stay stuck in the past. That's the topic of today. Good day, good night from Death Night.